Welcome to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, covering car culture and the automotive world with Shane Osborne, Brady Wright, and Steve, the producer, Johan. Let's see what's up this week.
And here is what's happening. Another episode of Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. I'm Brady Wright with the Lord of all things mechanical, Mr. Shane Osborne.
Hello.
And Steve, the producer, Johan, the only guy on the planet who actually wants a Henry J that is not a gasser.
Henry J.
Back to the blacktop is first. We check out the latest happenings in the automotive world and who's suing whom. What do you got today, Steve?
Well, we got a lot to cover this week. An update on the Geneva Auto Show. As we've spoken in the past, a number of automobile manufacturers are deciding that showing up at these big shows is not necessarily a great investment. So here we go. Ford is skipping the 2019 Geneva Motor Show.
Yeah.
And it is the second major auto manufacturer, Volvo being the first. And I got a feeling that we're not going to see Cadillac there just because of some insider information. And you think about, well, does Ford, the fact that they're not selling sedans anymore, they're only going to sell Mustangs and pickup trucks.
And
a couple
SUVs.
Not a big cadre of people in Europe that really buy that stuff.
Well, also, all of the questions to Ford at this show, if they do show up, are going to be about, so tell me about all the Escort, I mean, not the Escorts, but the Explorers that are getting recalled. There's another story on the news today about
Ford. Must have got that just before the show. What did you hear about?
It was just on the news. I just barely got it before I left. 1.2 million vehicles.
Oh!
Another recall. And it's an exhaust leak recall, which is fairly serious. I didn't catch any more of the story than that. Yeah, I know exactly that. Hey, it's coffee. What are you going to do? I didn't catch any more of it than that because I had to run, but it'll be all over the net. You know, we'll see it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, trucks, and more trucks. Even as the price of gasoline rises, the six big car manufacturers that dominate the U.S. market, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Toyota Motor Company, American Honda, and Nissan have all reported sales increases for June with the help of strong sales of trucks and utility vehicles.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that is why the sedans are going away.
Well, the trucks are getting just good gas mileage, is it?
Yeah, they are.
Sedans.
Yeah. Plus, there's more utility involved. I mean, you can carry just as many people.
The small SUVs, yes. Like my wife's Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. It's getting pretty good gas mileage.
Even the big trucks are.
Yeah,
the
150 range trucks with a medium-sized V8, they're in the 22s, 25s.
Yep. That's better than my Subaru.
Yeah. Of course, you're pedaling your Subaru, so that's part of the...
But,
you know, you're right. And it's part of it. It's the electronics and the computer. They can detune it while you're driving around town. And then when you kick it, then all of a sudden it opens up and you've got that horsepower.
Yeah, they got them to burn so efficiently now.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, all of my cars are very old as compared to new ones. And the gas mileage is not very good except for my wife's Outlander Sport, which gets very good gas mileage. On the other hand, my son and I do not have payments on our vehicle. So that money can go for, an extra $50 a month on gas. I'll make that trade any day. Unless I bank the big bucks, then I'll get a new car.
But I get pretty good mileage on the Cadillac.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, you probably
do. And it's got the big Northstar V8, too. But it really runs pretty efficiently. Unfortunately, it takes premium gas, so you're,
Oh, yes. Well, now, all the car manufacturers and imports, as we know, all the car manufacturers in the United States import parts.
There we go.
To manufacture their cars.
Yeah.
Those imported parts are now going to have tariffs placed on them.
Oh, yes, the tariff wars. Yeah.
So that means internally, within the country, the cost of making a car is going to go up even more.
But you realize, of course, that even if they tariff the imported parts, they're still costing less than if we made them here, which is a sad commentary, but it's actually true. The price will go up, of course, because the price never goes down. But it's they're still cheaper than having them made here with American Steel. It's sad.
It's very sad.
Henry Ford is rolling over in his grave.
Well,
he's wishing he could remake the Henry J's, but no.
I just look at that, and a lot of manufacturing has gone offshore.
Sure.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. a lot of people decry the fact of the unions and that. Well, a lot of it has to do with greed at the top. And now here Ford and Chevy, or GM, and Chrysler, they were kind of told that they had to pay out for workers no longer working. Because the days of the money rolling in and the pensions going out, all of a sudden it's kind of like with the Social Security. There's no money in a lockbox in Social Security. It has to come off of everybody's working today. Well, same thing. All the income coming into these companies has to pay for something that was set aside 30 years ago. And so consequently that, and there's a lot of other issues. But I wanted to move on to the growth of connected cars, because here is something.
Connected cars?
Connected cars.
So they're mafia cars? Is that what you're...
Well,
not
yeah.
connected like that. I'm sorry. It's different kind of connected.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff about... Well, no.
You know, we'd like you to buy a car from
us. Yes, yes, yes. A new study from Metavoa, which produces mobile, connected car, connected home, reports that more than half of the respondents of their new survey enjoy having connection to the internet via direct phone. Two-thirds would switch to a different entertainment service if that service is readily available in their new vehicles. So you've got your built-in stereo systems. You've got the Navistar. You've got
right.
the Sirius XM. You've got
sure.
all this stuff now. Now with services like Apple's CarPlay, Android Auto, combined with infotainment systems from automakers, vehicles, and people are more connected than ever. So that works really good, especially when you have children in the back who like to sit there and do their electronics. I, as a driver, can see it for, let's say, when you're looking for a map on your digital, or when I'm going to look for, I want to listen to online rather than my FM radio or something like that.
Sure.
But you've got to pay for that service.
Well, nothing's free. And the interesting thing about technology, especially electronic/entertainment technology, is the more somebody invents, the cooler it is, the more people will buy it.
Yes.
There's kind of no top end. And the idea that you can get full bore of audio, video, satellite services in your vehicle, that's pretty cool. And I get why people want that. I personally have an issue with GPS only because I am old school enough that I don't need no stinking GPS, and
either.
I don't want the car telling me where to turn. I'm not. I mean, I realize that it's a satellite service. I get the whole thing, but it's just if I have to depend on a satellite to give me directions to get everywhere, pretty soon I don't know where I am, and it's inevitable the thing will die at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and when it does, you can't get home.
And
right.
that's
it's
right.
It's kind of sad.
Mine's got me lost more than once.
Oh, yeah. Oh, recalculating. Thank
yeah.
you. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't need. I have a window I can look out.
How did I get here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm packing up. We're heading out. By the time you hear this, I'll be long gone on the road to the East Coast. And I have a stack of AAA maps of
right.
each state that we're going to go through and the cities that
sure.
we're going to be yep. driving in and staying.
Right.
And I've highlighted exactly the routes that I'm going to take, and I love looking at that because now I know exactly where I'm going. And,
sure.
yeah, if we got the nav inside, fine. But the bottom line is I've been driving since I was 16, and I've used maps.
So 10 years.
Yeah. I've got – my wife and I have a map. It's like the west coast western half of the United States.
Yeah.
It has like 6 times the highlighters going in the different
oh, yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And it's falling
See, that's
apart.
That's a souvenir all by
it's
itself.
It's a souvenir. Yes.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I did the same thing when I spent a year in Europe. I traveled all around by motorcycle.
That's right.
And it's great to do that. Plus, it gives you the option of, well, I'm going to take a left here that I didn't plan on. And let's go explore and find something else. Sometimes that's kind of fun. I do like all of the entertainment stuff, though. Especially yeah. if you're going to be on a trip. My commute is, you know, 20 minutes. I don't really care, you
right.
know, for that. From that standpoint, I'm listening to the news anyway. But if we're going to be on a road trip, yeah, give me the satellite stuff. Give me the streaming movies for the kids in the back and all that kind of thing. I think the technology is pretty cool.
I do, too. And my kids
And it's not going to stop.
My kids load up these little Amazon tablets now with all their entertainment, and they can watch movie after movie. And as long as the battery's working, it's great.
Yep. Battery working, that's the big key.
That's it. The battery companies are making out.
Yes.
Glad to have you with us. Today's trivia question's coming up. Also a chat with Ron and Marcia Foreman from the Rad Bastards Car Club. All of that and more on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
For all your parts cleaning needs, turn to Ravenstone Vapor Honing. Ravenstone Vapor Honing is a fast, economical, safe alternative to standard media blasting. Ravenstone Vapor Honing uses a system developed by Rolls-Royce back in 1944, a water-based cleaning system that restores parts back to factory condition with no scouring or heating to metal or damage to rubber and plastic parts. Ravenstone Vapor Honing is located in Snohomish, Washington. For all your parts cleaning needs, turn to RavenstoneVaporHoning.com. Redefining the way parts restoration is done.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit Father.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone.
Hey everyone, Steve Johan here, producer of the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Show. If any of you have ever thought about or ridden a motorcycle, then I want to invite you to listen to a new show called World of Motorcycling, where we cover rider culture and the motorcycling world. World of Motorcycling is an informative and entertaining podcast featuring John Davis, Walt Fletcher, and me, Steve Johan. You can listen to the show at worldofmotorcycling.podomatic.com, where we'll be waiting for you.
This is Robert Durf with the Porsche Club of America Driver Skills Program. Thank you for listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And just want to remind everybody that it's no fun unless it smells a little bit like burnt oil and burnt rubber.
My mind's out of gear, and my heart's in overdrive. I've everything to fear. I ain't never been more alive.
We're back with the second segment of Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. As usual, Brady, Steve, and Shane with you. Time for the windshield view, and today we're going to get ready for Independence Day, car shows, and more car shows.
Yeah, and cruisins.
And cruisins as
well.
And
other stuff, yeah.
Yes, fireworks.
There's a bunch of stuff. You know, there's a site, there's a Facebook page that I find kind of fun. It's called the Instant Car Show.
Yes.
And I think Lance Lambert has something to do with it, but it really is kind of universal. People have glommed onto it. And it's just somebody says, you know what, today I'm going to go to the Dairy Queen, and I'm going to hang out there from 10 till 2. And anybody wants to bring their ride along, so people show up. And it's kind of cool. You can have spontaneous car cruise-ins or show and shines or whatever anytime you want to. There's no structure to it except Shane says, I'm going to go hang out with the Oldsmobile, and people can come. And people do.
What do they call that? They sent out a Twitter or whatever, and all of a sudden it's a flash mob. So
yeah.
That's kind of like
a flash show.
A flash show.
Which actually you used to have to pay for those. But no, that's a different kind of show. That's not the show we're talking about.
So
at
you
all.
Could say I'm going down to Dick's and I'll be there at 12 and all of a sudden bam, you've got
there's no saving this whatsoever. You know, it would started out to be a good show and all of a sudden
guys, what are you talking about?
FCC
I'm talking about the burgers.
And, of course you are. Do you know that we are the only place in the country where you can say I just brought home a bag of Dick's and it's okay.
It is.
Any place else, people are going, you can't say that on the, but we can. Dick's hamburgers are the best, and their fries are the best, but they're a local phenomenon.
Well, and there was another chain here locally that competed with them. Do you remember the name of that?
Herphy's.
Herphy's was one.
Yeah.
But I think
Dags. But there wasn't so much of a chain of Dags. There was only three of them.
That's right.
And
three
the
of
main
them.
One was down on Highway 99 in the north part of the downtown area.
And I
area.
Think my father knew the original owner.
Well, the best deal that Dags ever did. Dag was the guy who owned that place was a real promoter. He was real smart. And just up this is Seattle trivia, just up the road from Dags, overlooking beautiful Lake Union, is a very, very high-end restaurant called Canlis.
Oh, yes.
And Peter Canlis was the owner of that place, and the guy who owned Dags for years had a sign out in front, his reader board sign, that said, Peter Canlis eats at Dags.
I love it.
And Peter was all in. He says, "Yeah, that's great. Perfect. Use it." They had the greatest, you know, cross promotion
thing going on.
It was perfect. I mean, Canlis had a dress code. You couldn't get in there without a coat and tie. And
Is that still there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, that's like the crowning achievement if you're on a prom night and you drive in with your limousine and you take your date to Canlis.
Oh, yeah, it's $150 a person,
that's
too.
Right.
So don't, you
my
know.
In-law, my mother and father-in-law were asked not to come back. They didn't spend enough money.
Ooh.
I've never been there. I don't know if I could afford to go there.
I've been there twice, but it's been a while. But, yeah, it's not for the faint of wallet at all.
And it's perched on the cliff, so you look over the whole Lake Union and
you
all that
see
area
all of
there.
It, yeah, it's a gorgeous view.
Well, speaking of car shows, we went to one last Saturday, which was the Greenwood Car Show.
Oh, yes.
Fabulous show.
It was a good show. It was a little overcast. It started kind of dripping at the very end there. My son and I, Noah and I, went down. We spent about 3 hours and ran into a couple people that like three or four different people that we knew. It's like, well, wow, this is great. And it was a good idea. I took some pictures. I'll eventually load them up. I'm not as savvy as Brady and Shane when it comes to taking pictures and loading them up to Facebook. I need to get a little better fast.
Yeah, I got
that.
There's a bunch of them on there that we took. They had about 822 cars is what I got from the promoters down there. Lance Lambert was down there. A bunch of our friends that have been on the show were there.
I never see Lance at any of these events.
You got to look for the golf cart. He's usually riding around in a golf cart.
Driving around a golf cart under the shade.
Maybe next year it'll be us. Who knows?
A lot of guys from the Steeds Car Club would down there. The Family Ties folks were there.
I did see the Family Ties.
Greenwood Knights, yep. The Demonos were there, and several other clubs. Of course, just a lot of really, really nice cars. You know who was not there, though, was Carly Brogren. If you don't know Carly is the owner of the most beautiful Lincoln Zephyr, a 37 Zephyr, that you have ever seen. It is a concourse-level car, and she was not there because she went down to Long Beach and took first place.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous car. And as a matter of fact, you can see it on Facebook. We'll put a picture up, but it's just
the Edmonds Rotary has a concourse show, or it did. I don't know if it's going on anymore, but they had
it's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
And that was where I saw my first Bugatti boat tail that was worth $250,000.
Just for the tires.
It just won first place down at the Pebble Beach thing.
Pebble Beach, yeah.
And there was a number of other cars, and I'm like, wow, we got some money up here. And
There are people that have a lot of real nice, you know, I use the term trailer queen, but when you have a car that's that nice, I get it. Yep. You know, you don't want everybody.
I saw some trailer queens, and I discovered what it was. We're talking cars putting out about 1,000-plus horsepower and very high gearing in the back for drag racing, and they don't do too really well on the road.
No. Yeah. But it's also those cars that are so concourse level, you know, untouchable.
So much chrome.
You can eat off of any surface in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys don't
drive on the road. They're just afraid of getting
rain.
Well, because it takes 2 days to clean the thing off. Oh,
at least, if not more.
I mean, Tom Wood has a beautiful 49 Lincoln. It is a gorgeous piece of work. And it takes him 2 days just to clean the undercarriage and polish the chrome under there. Now, that's a beautiful car, but he doesn't drive it on the street for very good reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we got a lot of shows coming up. We'll talk more about that in the last segment. But big news for Tesla. They finally hit the 5,000 mark. They got 5,000 cars in production.
This year?
Nice. Yeah, well they're trying to do it within a month's time, but they have taken a long time getting there. At the same time, they just lost their top VP of engineering.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
They've gone through a lot of a lot of engineers and a lot of top brass down there. And so we'll see. We'll see if this is a turning of the corner. And then speaking of turning of the corner, Mexico has a new president.
Yes, they do.
And he says there's a lot of fear and trepidation if he's going to
build a wall.
Keep the NAFTA thing going, because what he's saying is, look, our people are not making the money they need to. We need to redo that. And there's a lot of people here in the States that realize we got a raw deal as well, and that maybe there's going to be some change in Reno there that'll actually help out both countries. So we'll see.
Mexico's new president is an avowed socialist. I don't think there's going to be any improvement.
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Their economy is not going to improve.
But we never know. It won by 53%, promised to attack inequality in Mexico, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So you never know. It is what it is. And then Chevy Volt still hanging on. For months, word has circulated that General Motors was deciding to kill the Chevrolet Volt. But instead,
they were going to unplug the Volt.
Yes. In an effort to chatter with the announcement of a series of technical equipments, they've coming out with a 2019 version. The change in the charting system will almost double the electric driving range per hour. And it will also a little bit more juice. So they're doing a bunch of few other things there. So
yeah, I got the feeling there was a bunch of numbers there you didn't want to mess with.
No. So bottom line, they're going to try to keep it going for another year.
Yeah.
I think they are the last of the big three that have sedans. Chrysler pretty much doesn't make anything. Oh, well.
Well, now wait a minute. Chrysler makes sedans.
Well, the announcement is
they're not getting out of the muscle car business and the Chargers is
sedan. No, listen, they are going to focus on the Ram, the Jeep, and the muscle cars.
Which are sedans.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but not your traditional sedans.
Well, I don't know. They're
the original sedan. What are you talking about?
Yeah, those, yeah.
Okay, but we're
Charger
talking.
Charger and the Challenger, that's.
Okay,
that's,
but that's performance. That's two. That's not a four-door kind of thing. They're not going. What I'm saying is they're all moving away from the four-door kind of. Okay, you could say a
Charger, four-door?
Yeah, but Charger I don't think as being I don't think of that as being.
Oh, it's sedan all the way, my friend.
It is.
It is.
But
you
that's
can,
all.
You can
it's
try,
a performance
it's not,
sedan.
It's a, yes. Well, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. You can have performance in front
okay,
of
okay, they're not coming out with any economical, smaller versions of anything. They are just
fair
coming
enough.
Out with.
Yes. Why would you?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, when you if your flagship
actually,
is a 700 horsepower, you know, fire snorting sedan, why? What is the point?
Well, what
of
it is
make
all
anything less.
Yeah, the metrics will take over any of the sedan issue, or maybe GM.
Yeah,
a few,
I think that's fair.
Well, there's the music. We'll be right back with more horsepower, chrome, and rust.
Yes, I know it's a sedan, but it's still
it's
not
a sedan.
That. Yeah.
It is a sedan.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, how would you like to have a chance to win a fully restored, four-on-the-floor, red 1965 Mustang? Well, you can. Linwood Rotary is raffling off this fully restored 65 Mustang at a car show near you. Chance to win this car is just $10 per raffle ticket. For more information and to find out where the car will be displayed, visit rotaryoflinwood.com/car-raffle. rotaryoflinwood.com/car-raffle. Proceeds will go into funding local charities.
Get ready. It's coming. The 18th annual Edmunds Classic Car and Motorcycle Show is happening September 9th, 2018. And yeah, you heard right. For the first time ever, classic motorcycles are included. If you have a hot rod, a rat rod, classic, custom, vintage car, truck, or motorcycle, this is the show for you. All vehicles must be 30 years old or older. That's 1988. This festival of steel and chrome will fill the streets of downtown Edmunds on Sunday, the 9th of September. It's a season-ending show, and it's all free to see. The streets will be lined with vendors, food, fun for the family, a pinup pageant by the Electric Pinup Dolls, and many special guests and one-of-a-kind customs. All new trophies and music from Danny Vernon. Register your entry at the Edmunds Chamber website or call direct. Pre-registrations get the best locations, so get on it right now. Still, just $25 per vehicle, as always. The Edmunds Classic Car and Motorcycle Show is coming to cap the summer car show season. Why leave town when the fun is right here? Go to EdmundsClassicCarShow.com or call the Edmunds Chamber of Commerce. Crank up your ride and we'll see you there.
Hello, this is Zach with Cascade Campers. You're listening to Horsepower Chrome and Rust.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
More horsepower, chrome, and rust after these messages.
Hey, all you guys and gals. The next time you're hankering for a trip down memory lane, we recommend a visit to our Older Than the Hill Chateau d'Ismel Resort in Boondocks, Idaho, where the rooms smell like week-old cigarette smoke and month-old beer. Every weekend during the summer months, we feature our Old Maid Punk Run, Gooder Trash Clam Bake, and Big Ted's Keg Toss. And don't forget our complimentary Bloody Mary morning appetizers to chase away those late night reveries. Sure enough, when you want to travel back and enjoy those old biker smell, then come to stay at Chateau d'Ismail, where our two mascots, Pit and Bull, will greet you at the gate, and where we never leave the lights on, because hey, after all, we're going green. Chateau d'Ismail, because nothing beats the old days of smoky bars, stale beer, and crap on the carpet than a visit to Chateau d'Ismail. And for those who don't know how to spell Chateau d'Ismail, that's okay. We made it easy for you. It's smellit.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the show, and this week we are back with, we're Ron Foreman and special friend Brenda Cavaretto, otherwise known as the Black Widow Betty, and they're from Rat Bastards Car Club, and they are all stoked up about the infestation coming up this weekend. So welcome back, Ron and Brenda.
Thank you.
Hey.
Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. So this weekend is the big date. I understand you guys have been putting trophies together and doing silk screening T-shirts and everything else today. You getting excited for the show?
Definitely. Brenda's been working her butt off, too, with the pageant work.
Well, you don't want her to work her butt off. Then she'll fall over forward. So the show is coming up this weekend. It is the 8th. And it's at the Triple X Root Beer Drive-In in Issaquah. So give us kind of a rundown of what we can expect to see out there.
You're going to see some things you've never seen before. The cars are phenomenal. There's no two alike. It's not like going to a street rod show or a good guy show where it's like the same car with a different color icing, like cookie cutters. These are all one-of-a-kind pieces of art that people have created and built themselves.
The nice thing about Rat Rods is just exactly what you just said, Ron. You know, there's so many versions of classic and custom and, you know, different sorts of cars, but Rat Rods are an art form in and of themselves. And you're absolutely right. Literally, there are no two that are alike.
So how many... I'm not trying to take anything away from the other cars.
No.
They're awesome. Like you say, it's like a artwork that you can drive, and people appreciate driving them down the road. Every time they see my car, I don't care where I'm at or what I'm doing, they smile. It's a smile machine.
That it is. What's your pre-registry like so far?
We're doing pretty good. We've got like 40 pre-registrations.
Very good.
And you can get 10% of what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're hoping for no rain because for those who know anything about rat rods, half of them do not have ways of keeping yourself very dry.
Roofs, windows,
wipers. Matter of fact, I think Ron and Brady spent some time on the road heading to a rat rod event, and it was raining. Am I correct on that?
Well, yeah. Ron was kind enough to let me ride in the rat over to the Chelan car show, the Manson car show. And no, there's no roof on Ron's car, and not a lot of side glass either. But you know what? You don't care. Smiles keep you dry.
Well, and it's just much like riding your motorcycle that way.
That's right.
Put the goggles on, go for it.
So Ron, this is an event that, how many times have you put this on?
Well, at the Triple X, this will be number 6, but it's been 10 years since we started. We've
okay.
done a lot of shows at other places like Kim Orleans and things like that.
So give me an idea of what some of the events are going to be. I mean, obviously there's going to be judging of the cars, but what else? Brenda's going to have a pinup pageant, is she not?
Yeah, she'll tell you about it right now.
All right.
Yeah, us electric, the electric pinup dolls will be there, and we're presenting a pageant. We've got 18 girls that have pre-registered for our pageant.
Nice.
And they're all going to perform a little talent or a little skit or whatever. It's just going to be a great day. And pinups, just like rat rods, every girl is unique in themselves. And at a pageant, they get to put their best foot forward and show off their uniqueness individual of their beautiful self. So we're looking for that to be a great time and interaction with the crowd. Of course, our girls will be handy to take photos and talk to other women and kids and even the gentlemen about what pinup is and how we promote positivity through pinup.
Well, you know, one thing that is true for everybody that has a car, whether it's a hot rod or a rat rod or anything else, it's never complete until you have a pinup picture along with the car. You got to do that.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, and the pinups that they do are very tastefully done.
Of course.
And but I had a question. What time does the pinup show go on?
Well, we're going to be there all day.
Okay.
For start. The girls will do their pageant portion probably pretty early on in the morning and do their little talent. And then the girls will be there all day to interact with the crowd and that kind of thing. And then we will crown our winners of the pageant right after the slow drags take place, right before we hand out trophies for all those beautiful rat rods.
Excellent. Now, what time are the slow drags? Let's talk about that for a minute, too.
The slow drag is at a soft start at 2 p.m. So while we count the votes for the cars, I'll be running the slow drag, and one of Brenda's girls or Brenda will be doing the start at the drags with the flag.
Nice.
Like the old we used to do back in the day.
So now, for people who don't know what a slow drag is, how does that work?
Okay, well, I have three fire hoses. There's one at the beginning of the starting line, and then there's about 20 feet till the next fire hose. And in that 20 feet, you have to give your vehicle enough energy, gas, power to roll approximately 100 yards. And you have to know your car pretty well to know how far you can get your car to roll 100 yards. And the back tire has to roll over the third hose that's approximately 100 yards out. So we can do a 30-minute practice. So all the participants that want to do this, they get 30 minutes to practice if they haven't practiced before this to figure out their car. And then after 30 minutes of practice, then we start the process of elimination of the cars and going that what I just described. The back tire has to go over the third fire hose, and the closest tire to the fire hose goes to the next round.
Nice. And so I assume that the winner is the one who goes the slowest.
Or the one who makes it there and lands on the hose and stays there.
Or on the other side of the hose. It has to go over the hose to be qualified. If you go the three times and you don't get over the hose, you'll be disqualified. Or if you go too far three times. And we mark the ground, and we mark the tire, and then we know which car was at that mark.
Nice. You know, it reminds me of
game of what do they call that Canadian game they do at the Olympics where they broom it and then the little thing goes
curling.
All the way
down. Curling.
It's kind of like curling, but for rat rods.
Now I think. I would think that you have to have like a 4-speed to be able to rev it up and then put it in neutral, because I don't know too many automatics that are going to do too well with. Now maybe I'm wrong, Shane.
Pop it in neutral and let it roll.
Okay.
And people get their doors are flopping and try and get their cars to motivate, and they turn their cars back and forth with the steering wheel trying to slow them down if they're going too fast. It's and the crowd just loves it. One time he could reach his back tire, and he tried to roll his car by reaching back and rolling his tire.
That's a little bit
dangerous.
Cheater!
That's not fair. You can't be doing that.
So in other words, they cannot get out of the car, and they cannot physically push something along.
No pushing, no rowing.
But you can move the. You can side to side and whatever, and slow the car down. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it's where is that? Is it right? Is it Front Street that goes right by the which street that goes by there at the
Gilman?
Which world
it's
will
right
you?
In the parking lot.
It's going to
be. Oh, it's in the parking lot. Oh, okay.
Yes, we've done it.
Every year we've done it with Dyer, we've done it there. And even when we did it at the Kenmore Lanes, we've done it there also.
Okay.
It's super fun to watch, too. Even, you know, and the girls love it because they get to, just like, you know, way back when they do their street drags, you'll have a pretty girl holding the flag between two cars, and they drop that flag, and off they go.
Nothing but fun. Nothing but fun. Now, this year's benefit for the infestation is Rats for Autism, isn't that right?
That's correct.
So tell me about that.
Well, it's an organization that I ran into on Facebook, and I talked with Michael. He has a son that has autism, and I have a grandson that has autism. And we've been talking back and forth, and I come to find out that they have a cause that's to create autism awareness, and they helped us with help sponsoring us. They give us some stickers, and they're on our events T-shirt. In fact, they're on the back of our events T-shirt this year, so they're pretty good cause, and we really appreciate all their help that they've given us. Hopefully we can raise enough money to help them out.
Yeah, that's great. And just to give some people some inside information, the jigsaw puzzle piece is kind of the symbol for the autism spectrum disorder. And if you see the cars out there, maybe they've got some subtle little jigsaw puzzle piece somewhere on the car or somewhere in the paint job or someplace, that's somebody who's supporting you know, the Rats for Autism. It's really a great cause, and it's really nice that you guys are doing something about that this year.
And I think some of our pinups are going to have a little bit of that in some of their wardrobe as well, so something to kind of keep an eye
on. Oh, I see. So the pinups may take some close inspection to be able to see where those jigsaw puzzle pieces are. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not that
close. Brady, our show is continually slipping down.
You want to make sure you find the puzzle pieces. I'm just saying. It's just
Brady's getting stronger glasses out.
Well, that might be something in the future, is to have a puzzle contest or some kind of a going around and finding puzzle pieces or something like that. That would be a lot of fun. But anyway, I digressed.
A lot of fun.
So all of our trophies that we give out, I give them, I had some plates made that are actual puzzle pieces, and all of our club members got a puzzle piece or two to create a trophy at our show. There's going to be so many. I think there's 21 categories, no two are alike, and they all have a puzzle piece incorporated with their trophy that they're going to present.
Super.
So I've seen about five of them, and they just blow me away what these guys have done and gals with their creations for our trophies. It's going to blow everybody away.
That's super.
What makes this, I think, so much so over the top special is all the work and hard work, I should say, the time and the effort that everybody involved in getting this show together. It's what's going to create one of the best shows on earth, or as Ron says, the most fun you can have with your clothes on. But yeah, a total shout out to Ron, who's put on over and over again a fantabulous show. And got to give a shout out to Marsha as well.
Yes, definitely.
That poor woman is home
sweating. Shirts right now.
She's in her little sweatshop making the T-shirts for this event right now. So got to give a shout out to her, and shout out to my husband, Dave Cabaretto, with Electric Pinup Magazine, for being a big sponsor. I've got a couple other sponsors I need to give a shout out to.
Brady as well.
Brady with Horsepower Chrome and Rust, of course, for all the promo you guys are doing.
You're too kind.
And big supporters of all of our causes. Rat Bastards Car Club, Electric Pinup Magazine, Electric Pinup Dolls, our nonprofit group. And, of course, all of our pinups who have spent the last 6 weeks being involved and getting ready for this event. And that's putting it mildly, because I know some of these girls have created their own dresses and have worked on their talents and, you know, exactly what they're going to do for that day. And I'm going to let Ron take over the list, because he's got a good list going here, too.
Well, we're getting – Ron?
Yes, sir.
We got about 40 seconds left of the show.
Well, let's take it over.
Okay, thanks, guys. You guys have done so much this year for us, and I really want to tell you how much I appreciate all your efforts and helping this come around. We haven't been at the XXX for 5 years, and you bringing awareness to the public and helping us get this together. I really appreciate it so much. You have no idea. And thank you so much. The commercial Brady made is spectacular. He's fun to cruise with. He's very funny. I can't imagine you guys not having a straight face with that guy around. He's so funny.
Well, we're going to make sure we put the links for Electric Pinup Magazine and the Pinup Dolls and the Rad Bastards and the Infestation all up on our website. We will make sure that everybody that we can get out there gets out there. And, hey, thank you guys for stopping by and talking with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you. We hope to see everyone there. Let's do all we can for this cause.
Thanks, guys. For all your parts cleaning needs, turn to Ravenstone Vapor Honing. Ravenstone Vapor Honing is a fast, economical, safe alternative to standard media blasting. Ravenstone Vapor Honing uses a system developed by Rolls-Royce back in 1944. A water-based cleaning system that restores parts back to factory condition with no scouring or heating to metal or damage to rubber and plastic parts. Ravenstone Vapor Honing is located in Snohomish, Washington. RavenstoneVaporHoning.com. Redefining the way parts restoration is done.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones.
Stick around. We'll be back after these words.
Hey everyone, Steve Johann here, producer of the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Show. If any of you have ever thought about or ridden a motorcycle, then I want to invite you to listen to a new show called World of Motorcycling, where we cover rider culture and the motorcycling world. World of Motorcycling is an informative and entertaining podcast featuring John Davis, Walt Fletcher, and me, Steve Johann. You can listen to the show at worldofmotorcycling.podomatic.com, where we'll be waiting for you.
Get ready, it's coming. The 18th Annual Edmunds Classic Car and Motorcycle Show is happening September 9th, 2018. And yeah, you heard right. For the first time ever, classic motorcycles are included. If you have a hot rod, a rat rod, classic, custom, vintage car, truck, or motorcycle, this is the show for you. All vehicles must be 30 years old or older. That's 1988. This festival of steel and chrome will fill the streets of downtown Edmonds on Sunday, the 9th of September. It's a season-ending show, and it's all free to see. The streets will be lined with vendors, food, fun for the family, a pinup pageant by the Electric Pinup Dolls, and many special guests and one-of-a-kind customs. All new trophies and music from Danny Vernon. Register your entry at the Edmonds Chamber website or call direct. Pre-registrations get the best locations, so get on it right now. Still, just $25 per vehicle, as always. The Edmonds Classic Car and Motorcycle Show is coming to cap the summer car show season. Why leave town when the fun is right here? Go to EdmundsClassicCarShow.com or call the Edmunds Chamber of Commerce. Crank up your ride and we'll see you there.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish, Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment.
This is Elton Roundhill and Shane Osborne with E Company Customs in Linwood, Washington. You're listening to Horsepower Chrome and Rust.
This is Cody with Bow Wow Air Cooled. You're listening to Horsepower Chrome and Rust.
This is Robert with Bonbrunner Motorsport. You're listening to Horsepower Chrome and Rust.
Welcome to the fourth segment of the show. This is Cars Confidential, where we hear a story from Brady.
Ooh, all kinds of hot rod stories, and this one all is really a good one. This is, again, from the old Car Nut book, and this is book one. And this one is from a guy by the name of Ron Gadois, and his story is called Beat the Clock. My dad gave me a picture of his 40 Mercury when I turned 16. A picture? He'd written on the back of the picture, so I'd always remember the story of his early days behind the wheel. Part of those notes were his instructions for me to drive slow. His advice must have worked. In my 50s now, I've been through lots of cars and motorcycles, and I'm still here. Although I didn't always drive slow, I only managed a couple of mishaps over the years, and they never really amounted to anything too serious. My dad is 92 years young, still driving, and still a very interesting old guy. After his early years, cars never meant much to him other than transportation, but he sure enjoys riding around in my hot rod. I currently have a 36 Ford 5-window street rod that he gets a thrill out of being in when we go for rides. I also have a C5 Corvette that gives me a thrill when I go for rides, so I'm hoping that, unlike my dad, the good vibes of being a car guy stay with me. Now, back when he was young, Dad really did embrace his 40 Mercury, and he was well known for ripping up the road between Aberdeen and Montesano on Highway 12 in western Washington, right at the base of the Olympic Peninsula. It's also known as the Olympic Highway. Now let me take you back. Just the way he told me it happened. There would be the usual young crowd hanging out at the local malt shop in Aberdeen. In those pre-World War II days, they didn't have a care in the world. Dad doesn't remember the exact name of the place, but it was on Wickshaw Street, the opposite end of the block from Cress's. This was very late 1940 or 41, because after December of 41, most of the guys went off to war. Of course, all these young and happy-go-lucky guys would be talking cars and speed, and once a month or so the talk would cease, and the 10-mile race to Montesano would be on. Usually, it was just the driver taking the challenge. However, Elmer Collins rode with my dad a time or two. Now, just over the bridge from Aberdeen, one guy at a time would start. Because it was a two-lane highway and the race was so long, they were at least of sound enough minds to make them timed races, not side-by-side, to see who'd get the finish line first. Everyone was on the honor system, and they would click a stopwatch just after the bridge out of Aberdeen. In approximately 10 miles, just after the bridge over the Wishkah River, the exit sign for the town of Montesano, you'd click it again. The runs usually took 9.2 to 10 minutes or so on the dark and lonely highway. Downhill, speeds would reach as high as 90, 95 miles an hour. There was hardly any traffic back in those days, so there wasn't really an issue for the most part, but there was a narrow old bridge on the highway, and the competitors had to be very cautious with their approach. My dad says he only saw one wreck during all of those unsanctioned time trials. Now, once in a while, the following car would catch up with the lead car, and the Wainucci Bridge would pinch them down just a little bit. And occasionally, someone would get trapped and slide off into gravel, and then finally settle to a stop in the soft, plowed field. It never really upset the farmer whose field they landed in, and he would gladly tow them out with his tractor early the next morning before the authorities discovered what happened. For a fee, of course. Of course, Dad had his 40 Mercury, which he believed had a 95-horsepower flathead V8, not the less powerful Ford 85-horsepower version of the flathead V8. He wasn't 100% sure on this fact, but my personal research has proven him correct. The Mercury had a bigger bore, provided 18 more cubic inches, and a whopping 10 more horses. In any event, my dad's car was always among the fastest cars. There were all kinds of cars involved, some much faster than others. Norm Carlson from Aberdeen had a 39 or a 40 Plymouth coupe that was extraordinarily fast for what it would have been in stock condition, but old Norm never gave up his secrets on horsepower, and so nobody knew exactly why he ran so fast. All the Chevrolets had six cylinders in those days that only weighed around 72, 78 horsepower. One night, a guy came through in a Graham that was supposed to have a supercharger on it, but he didn't really fare very well, and they never saw him again. Another guy named Ted from Acosta, out on the Westport Highway, had a 34 Ford with a McCulloch supercharger that was really a challenger. Aside from sheer horsepower, driver skills and road conditions are usually what accounted for top speed and lowest times. These races were pretty informal, with no spectators or officials, just guys having fun, and it never turned into anything more than that. The road was one lane each way, fairly straight, fairly dark, and the runs were usually after 11 p.m. or so, so the cops were never seen, just an occasional stray car. I've heard rumors of the guys in Darrington doing the same type of timed runs in Arlington in the late 60s. At almost 28 miles, that would have been nearly three times as long of a race, and I have no idea the times they clocked. Of course, none of those extended high-speed runs would be possible these days. Dad bought his Mercury in the late 1940s from the Royal Cab Company when it was a year old, and he drove it until 1953. He was meticulous in its care and maintenance and wound up trading it on a brand-new 53 Ford. I'd love to have either one of those cars today. I guess I'm a big enough old car nut for both my dad and me. And that's something, you know, that kind of racing is just long gone. I mean, people just don't do that stuff anymore. And a lot of times, of course, you can't. But timed runs was a big deal, especially in the pre-war days.
Well, if you think about it, that was where the ton-up came from for cafe racers.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
They go from point, could they get the thing up to 100?
Yeah, yeah.
And they would be from cafe to cafe.
Yeah.
And that life is over with. That world is I hate to say it, but it's gone. There's
radar killed that.
Yeah. They call it rally racing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and it's organized.
They don't do it on the street.
Nope.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, we used to do autocross. It was the same kind of thing, except it was just more twisty.
Yep.
But, yeah, you can't – I mean, there's no parking lots that don't have dividers in them.
The density in most of the you might be able to get away with it if you're out in Montana or Idaho, but not here anywhere in the Puget Sound.
They still have the autocross clubs.
Sure.
Do the different tracks.
But I'm just talking kids.
Yeah.
Get in their car, go from point A to point B, see who can time it fastest.
Yeah.
It's just too dense in this area here.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere near any
puppies. Keep it on track.
Yeah, exactly. And we suggest that's what you do.
Well, in the end.
And cars go so much faster now.
They do. And yes, the track guarantees you no side traffic, no weird guys coming out of a driveway. I mean, it is a lot safer. And the fun isn't diminished in any way just because you're not driving down somebody's alley. So we love those old memories because it's, back in the good old days.
We lived through it.
If you were a survivor, you know.
If you were a survivor.
Darwin was in evidence back in those days, too.
Yeah, so that was another great story from the old car nut book.
Well, you know, David has collected such a great bunch of stories, and he always says, and I've talked to him about this many times, it's not his book. It's just a collection of stories from everybody that loves cars. All he did was kind of put them under one cover. And, again, they are the old car nut book series. You can get it on oldcarnutbook.com. Amazon sells them. You can get them directly through Evancourt Press. There's three books in the series, and I'm banging on him to get the fourth one out. But any one of them or all three would make a great gift. We got the weekly trivia question this week, and I have something sort of special about the trivia question. We're not going to do it this second when it's coming up next segment, but this is going to be kind of fun.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun, and I thought I'd throw in here that McLaren's newest 600 LT.
Oh yeah.
To roll out updates from the past, McLaren continues to tickle the fancy of McLaren and supercar fans alike. This time reaching back into its history a bit with a debut of its new 600 LT. The newest model is just the fourth car in the company's history with an LT or long tail moniker in its history following the McLaren F1 GTR long tail race car, the McLaren 675 LT Coupe, and Spider. The long tail designation is designed for vehicles that are at home, on the road, as well as a racetrack, featuring increased power, reduced weight, optimized aerodynamics, and absolute driver engagement. So that's cool.
Yeah,
we love to see McLarens out there.
Speaking of the McLaren, at the Greenwood show last weekend, I was down there, and there was a Ferrari, a 250 GT down there,
I saw it.
And everybody was standing there looking at it. I stood right next to a guy who said to his buddy, "Hey, that's a McLaren." It's kind of fun, you know. No, it's a nice car, but it's not a McLaren.
We'll be right back with more of the show and trivia questions coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, how would you like to have a chance to win a fully restored four-on-the-floor red 1965 Mustang? Well, you can. Linwood Rotary is raffling off this fully restored 65 Mustang at a car show near you. Chance to win this car is just $10 per raffle ticket. For more information and to find out where the car will be displayed, visit rotaryoflinwood.com/car-raffle. rotaryoflinwood.com/car-raffle. Proceeds will go into funding local charities.
When you want the latest news and information related to the Canadian motorcycling scene, then turn to BeltDriveBetty.com, your trusted source for all things motorcycling. BeltDriveBetty.com, serving the Canadian motorcycling scene since 2003.
Hang on till right after these messages.
Do you suffer from gastrointestinal anguish after eating spicy foods at your local Mexican restaurant? Do you suffer outrageous amounts of flatulence after eating greasy foods at your local fast food joint? Do you suffer from acid reflux after ingesting copious amounts of alcoholic beverages at your local drinking hole? Then call the law offices of Ambulance and Chaser at 1-800-782-5377, where we've helped thousands of so-called victims just like yourself. If you call us today at 1-800-782-5377, we'll make sure to send you out our free guide, The Top 20 Medical Issues Most Likely to Be Sued Over. But act today, because the longer you wait, the less chance you have to win your case. The law offices of Ambulance and Chaser are making the most out of your misery. Please be advised, the law firm of Ambulance and Chaser is not licensed to practice law in all 50 states and may be called into question by the federal government for questionable practices.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit the Shelter Pet Project.
This is Robert Durf with the Porsche Club of America Driver Skills Program. Thank you for listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And just want to remind everybody that it's no fun unless it smells a little bit like burnt oil and burnt rubber.
It's not time for me yet. I'm still playing guitar. Welcome back to the fifth and final segment of the show. This is Around the Wheel, where we talk about events, rallies, clubs, stuff, movies, cruise-ins, books, and the occasional weekly trivia question. As a matter of fact, last week's trivia question was very difficult. So difficult that only one person, only one, was able to correctly come up with the answer.
Oh, cool. I missed it.
Dawn Caulfield, she, D-A-W-N, Dawn, got to me on Facebook and said, why, you asked what year powered windshield wipers first came on cars as a standard item, and she happened to know, because she has Google, that... 1923. Now, as we had mentioned last week...
Oh, there's a differentiation.
Was it electric?
Electric
or vacuum?
Or vacuum.
And it was, in fact, vacuum. But they were powered by something other than your arm.
Yes.
So, yeah, 1923. So Dawn, as all of our winners do, wins her very own chrome-plated engraved monkey puzzle bucket of barn find dirt. Which she can freely sprinkle over any vehicle and immediately quadruple the value, because we'll claim that it was found in a barn. Way to go, Don. Thank you very much. Now, this week's trivia question is in that same vein. It's not powered windshield wipers. It is, in fact, power windows.
Oh.
And now we have to go definitely electric, because there's no vacuum-powered windows that I'm aware of. Shane is going, I'm building one now.
No, I have a third option of windows.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
They are hydraulic operated.
No.
Yes.
No.
The 1958 Oldsmobile in my shop has hydraulic operated windows.
1998?
Wow. It's a 98 model.
Well, old's 98, but what year?
54.
Oh, well, that's okay. See, I still got you beat.
And they're not electric. That's a hydraulic.
They are hydraulic operated.
Hydraulic.
Is that quite a large mechanism in there that causes that, or is it smaller than even
it's
electric?
It's a lot of mechanisms.
30-pound pump and a bunch of Rube Goldberg stuff.
There's a big old pump and then... Four rams, one for each window.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my van...
Before you go to the van, let me just say, the question is, what year were the first power windows introduced? If you know, you can get with us on Facebook, or you can go to horsepowerchromeandrust.podomatic.com, and you can't answer there, but you can get to us on the website, and you can also email us at contactus@horsepowerchromeandrust.com. And if you are the winner next week, you will win your very own bucket of barn dirt.
And you will hear the answer... In a little bit longer than the normal standard way of listening.
I may just put it on Facebook.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That would be great.
No worries.
You know, my van, I've had it for years, and my other van that I had, it's an Astro. Mine's a 2000. The one I had before, that was a 97. And what happens is the windows start slowly not going up, and you have to wait about a minute, and then you can get it a little more, and another minute. And I'm like, okay, when I get back from my trip, that is on my to-do list before the summer's over. I am replacing the mechanism in there, because my son did that with his old his Crown Vic 89, and he just pulled it out, drilled a few holes, stuck the new one in there, and it works great. So I'm gonna have him help me out. That's Noah. So he's the guy that's helping you out at the shop, isn't he, Shane?
Oh yes, he's a big help.
Yeah, he's very mechanically inclined.
Well, it's a good thing, because if he's working at a car shop, you would really want him to be mechanically inclined.
Yeah, I've been trying to make his arms fall off the last week. So.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah, he's been wet sanding that Buick nonstop.
Perfect. Going to give him some 600 grit, 800 grit.
He'll enjoy himself not having to work for a couple weeks.
Yes, he will.
Grand. Well, speaking of the next couple of weeks, there are some great shows coming up. We do talk about those at this point, and the big one, of course, is the Infestation. That's the Rat Rod Show. Triple X Root Beer in Issaquah. It's going to be a classic. You cannot possibly miss it. And that is going to cover it for this week. So I want to thank Ron Foreman and Brenda Cavaretto, who will be hanging with us at the Infestation this weekend. Be sure to like and follow our Facebook page and our website. Check out the archives for all our shows at horsepowerchromeandrust.podomatic.com. For Shane Osborne and Steve Johann, I'm Brady Rice, saying keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, and your foot to the floor. Slide on by next week for another edition of Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.